Hello, ladies and gents, and everybody else. Welcome back to another episode of That's What Shmur Said. I'm here with a gorgeous friend of mine, Anastasia.
Hello, hello.
Hey, girl. Hi. Yeah, we're talking about how it's basically a full circle because last time you came here was 2020, October, and here you are it's been two years.
Wow. Wait, really? Has it been 2 years?
Yeah, it was October 2020. Bro, well, mine is blizzard.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Clink.
Too bad I don't have ASMR fucking microphone. But also these are
it might be a good thing.
Yeah. Probably like,
like never mind.
I always wanted to do one of those though.
I would subscribe.
But I feel like my noises would be so obnoxious. Oh, yeah. Like, it wouldn't be things that people want to hear.
Burping, like, eating, farting,
like, clicking my teeth. I'm like, like, this obnoxious bullshit. Like, shit, like. Imagine if someone's listening to the car and they're like, what the fuck
is this podcast even about?
Cancel, unsubscribe, unfollow.
But you want to do the opposite. You want to subscribe, you want to follow.
Yeah, you want to follow, you want to do all of the above. But no, we were just talking about working out and also our beautiful journey of working out, because I know that, like, when did you start really getting down to the nitty gritty of like working out and like taking it, you know, like, okay, we have our phases, like, okay, we're going to work out for like a month or two and then fall off.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was the case with me, at least. Like, I would be consecutive, but then it's like, I wouldn't be as consistent about it.
My journey's a little different and it's a little bit more... I want to say it's a little bit more involved, right? There was a reason that I got into fitness. So I started, man, when I decided I wanted to be a cop, that was back in 2011.
10 years ago. Holy
12 years ago.
Oh, 12 years ago.
Oh, my God. We're both fucked. 11 years ago.
Oh, my God. Wow. Math is so... Can't you tell
Who
we're so good
math
at math
anymore anyways?
What's math?
3 plus what? Equals what?
5 butthole? What?
So I started... back in 2013.
Damn. Okay.
I decided, because back when I decided I wanted to be a cop, I was...
What made you want to be a cop? Like, how did that... Was it like an epiphany one day? You're like, you know what? I want to be a fucking cop. Or was it something that led to that point that you're like...
You know, I really wanted to work in like the special victims unit.
Okay.
I wanted to do undercover. And I wanted to keep growing within the police department to like eventually become narcotics undercover. Like, I had a whole plan of what I wanted to do, but I was doing drugs. I was drinking a shit ton. I was super overweight. I mean, like, at my heaviest,
not
I
a
think,
good lifestyle. Either.
No. And you know, I think at my heaviest, I was probably almost 240 pounds. I was a big girl.
Yeah. How you doing?
How I doing now? I'm different. Doing? So I decided one day I was going to quit smoking. I was going to quit doing drugs. I was going to quit drinking.
Was it like back to back, or was it like, okay, one?
It was all in one shot.
Oh shit. Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. I give you props for that.
I mean, it wasn't easy.
I was going to say that must have been fucking hard.
It was extremely fucking hard. Cause I didn't just make the decision to get clean and to get healthy. I made the decision that I had to end my friendships because they weren't good for me.
Toxic.
So really, it started in 2013 when I saw my sister like killing it in CrossFit, and I was like, I want to be healthy. I want to feel good. I want to wake up in the morning and I want to feel like a normal human. And like, I just didn't. Like, I felt like shit.
Even like energy level wise, it's like you feel lousy.
There was no energy.
Well, that also. But I feel like, I don't know. Like, I've been there that I've been like, I don't know. It's like just depressed, lousy, just not motivated. I feel like when you work out, like, first of all, health is number one. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Second, your energy level is more like, I don't know. Also, if you're stressed out, you can exert your energy when you're working out.
Right.
And like, you know, it can be any emotion too. So.
Right. And that it's all kind of intertwined as to why I got so addicted to like working out.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to walk into a CrossFit gym. It was 2013, January of 2013.
Damn.
It was my first CrossFit class ever.
Was it intimidating when you first went?
Yes, because like, keep in mind that when I started training for the physical test to try to pass, you know, the police exam, I had to run a mile and a half within 15 minutes. When you think about that, that's a long time.
Yeah.
right? Especially if you're averaging 7 to 8 minutes a mile.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't run 200 meters without almost throwing up.
Oh my God.
So I was really, really like out of breath, out of shape, fat as fuck, didn't give a fuck about my health.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck this.
That was eye-opening though. At that point, you're probably like, fuck this.
I can't tell you how much I cried. It was so sad to be that young and that out of shape.
Yeah. Yeah, because we were 21?
I was like 19, 18 years old. Oh, shit. I was young.
Oh my God.
Yeah, some time has passed.
Yeah. yeah. Where's time going?
Because it was, I mean, when I decided I wanted to do all this stuff, I was, of course, almost 21.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the legal age that you can start applying to be a cop in yep. Connecticut. So I started CrossFit and I was like, wow, holy shit. Like, I'm pretty strong, but mm-hmm. like, I'm very out of shape.
Yeah.
And I got addicted. I made new friends. They motivated the shit out of me. I started eating super clean. I went from almost 250 pounds, 240 pounds to literally 143 pounds.
Holy fuck.
I went from a size 15 pants to a size 6.
Holy. Within like how much of a span was that?
A year and a half.
That is not bad though.
No supplements.
Holy fuck.
No surgeries. No special diets.
So as far as food, what did you eat before? And then what did you start eating when you started this journey?
I was eating before.
Like fast food and shit.
Fast food galore. Ugh. McDonald's. Fucking name it.
I bet you if we ate that now, we'd probably barf.
I would probably get sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the opposite now. It's like, oh.
I know. And I started doing the Whole 30. That's how my introduction to like clean eating began. Mm-hmm. I started a Whole 30 with my CrossFit gym and it was hard. The cravings were real.
Yeah.
And then I just went from eating shit to eating just protein and veggies. No carbs. I mm-hmm. mean, my carbs were sweet potatoes. They were
sweet potatoes.
Like something else. Like, but it wasn't like bread. It wasn't processed stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of processed stuff out there.
Yeah, and you have to look at the ingredients. And like I always say, like my whole thing was, if it has a shelf life, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Right? Anything that has a shelf life, think about the preservatives that the shit has in it, can't be good for our bodies.
Yeah, not at all. But I feel like that's why, like, if you think about it, for example, I'm sure this happens to you too. But when you go, like when I go to Pakistan, right, and I eat the food, I come back, I freaking always lose weight. And that's the same thing I know Carrie was telling me, but Ireland, I'm sure.
When Greece, I go to Greece, yep.
Same thing. It's not processed over there. There's not a lot of like GM, like, you know, that not genetically modified shit. Like, it's just not, I don't know. It's just way more fresh.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like when I did go to certain places, I, you know, the food would go right through me because it was healthy. My body was just like, what the hell? It was just like the complete opposite.
Right. And oftentimes people, when they travel to different countries and they eat the food, they do get sick because the body can't handle how clean the food is.
It's crazy.
Like I always lose weight when I go to Greece. It doesn't matter what, even if I'm eating the French fries, which are homemade, like fried in pure olive oil, I still don't get fat. Like, dude, I don't feel fat. I feel good.
When I went to Pakistan 2015, it was for my cousin's wedding. I went for 3 weeks. I ate so much and Pakistani food is all gravy, rice, paratha, naan. Everything's heavy as hell. I ate so much. I would literally, at that time, I was like 125. I was like 113 when I came back. Yeah. First of all, that was a little unhealthy because I also had food poisoning towards the end when I was coming back. But I'm saying, like, I in my head, I was like, I probably gained mad weight. And then I come home and I'm like, wait, I lost more weight. And also the food was so, ugh, Pakistani food, man.
I know. I love all types of food.
Same.
So part of the problem is as to why I was so fat. But yeah, so that kind of really set me on track. Mm-hmm. And I was so back to working out.
Yeah.
I got so addicted to how good I felt that, you know, I became obsessive over it. You know, I went from one extreme to the complete other spectrum of extreme, from super unhealthy to literally going down to like 12% body fat. I was so lean and muscular at one point. And it was almost unhealthy. My period stopped being regular. Like everything revolved around macros and counting calories. Well, it's
like,
and
you're
being
like
a
fixated
deficit
on it at that point.
Well, I was
like
addicted.
Another drug.
I was addicted because my performance when I was competing,
mm-hmm.
it was fucking great. I was really, really strong and fast at one point. And it wasn't just strong. I had stamina and I had the stamina to just keep going. But it caused injuries, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had my Achilles repaired twice. I tore a tendon in my ring finger I've had 2 reconstructive surgeries on my right rotator cuff and 3 on, I'm sorry, 2 reconstructive surgeries on my left rotator cuff and 3 on my right. And 3 herniated discs. So safe to say that I took CrossFit a little too extreme.
Yeah, to the
so the now in my 30s, I'm relearning how to work out.
Yeah.
And learning how to have a better relationship with my body.
And with yourself and at that point too.
Well, yeah, that my mentality.
Yeah.
And honestly, the gym. Relearning how to, like, going from being super compromised, not being able to brush my own hair, mm-hmm. brush my teeth properly, taking my own shower, to like being able to go back in the gym and pick up 45, 50 pound dumbbells each arm and bench press it. Like,
yeah.
Especially knowing how compromised my tendons are, like, I'm doing great.
Hell yeah, you are.
So that was a massive, massive fucking journey and a massive hurdle to get over.
I'm sure.
To kind of be where I'm at. You
had to do like a 360 in a way. You're like, all right, I can't live this lifestyle. Let me go this extreme. Then it went to another extreme. And you're like, all right, let me calm down a little bit and fix this. And then it was like, all right, let's go on this easy pace.
Full blown 360.
Yeah.
You know, it's typically we think about a 360 and it's like, oh, that's not... That can't be good, right? But then, like, in this instance, it is a positive thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm still working out every day. I'm
killing it.
Like, establishing this amazing relationship with not just, like, my body, but, like, what the gym is. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, the gym's not going to hurt you. You're going to hurt yourself. Yeah, exactly. So you have to learn.
Like, you have to know your limit. What are your
fucking boundaries?
Yeah, know your limit and shit. Because I feel like I was like that, too, before, that I was like, I have to work out every day. I don't care if I'm sick. I'm doing this, whatever. Now I'm just like, if I need to take a break one day, I will rest. And if I gotta take 2, then I'll take 2. Like, I'm not worried about it. You know what I mean?
Do you know how much psychological shit is included in that? As a society and the generation that we are in, as females, as women.
It's like being shamed if we don't work out every day.
We all have body dysmorphia.
Yeah, literally. I talked about this before, too. Like, I feel like it's been getting better now that I've been working out. I've been seeing results. People have been telling me, and I'm like, okay. But mainly it comes from within first, you know, screw everybody else. But I feel like it was really bad at one point for me.
Same.
Like, I was obsessed. Like, I would weigh myself every day.
Same.
I would look at I was obsessed with my stomach specifically. So I would always look at my stomach. I'd check my stomach like 10 times a day.
Yeah.
It was like to the point, but I'm sure, I don't know. I'm sure someone could relate. So that's why I'm like trying to be open about this. And usually I don't really tell people about this specific fixation that I have. And now I feel like I'm more comfortable with my body. I'm feeling like you know what it is? It's like to feel strong, you feel way more empowered than anything else. Like, I feel like I'm feeling my strength being better, better, more and more every day. And I feel like that's enough for me, you know, at the moment.
It's funny that you say that, you know, you're like body check yourself and
it's,
you know, not to be too forward, but
what?
It's just ironic that you say that, and it's ironic that I'm agreeing with it. And, like, you know, the biggest argument my ex and I had was literally body image issues.
Yeah.
And she kept telling me, like, you have to love yourself. You have to be good with yourself. Like, you checking your stomach and your legs and your this and your that, like, that's body dysmorphia. Yeah. And I never under fucking stood it.
Yeah.
Literally until now, as I'm smiling behind this fucking microphone, because I'm like, holy shit. I too struggled with body dysmorphia. Yeah. I too have image issues. And it's so fucked that Instagram and TikTok and social media,
like, false reality
has created this image that we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super fucking passionate about this. And I think people misunderstand the gym because they're doing it for the gram.
I was just going to say they're doing it for, like, they're got the makeup on, they got the fit. These pictures, they're taking videos. I mean, okay, like, I understand if you're taking videos here and there just to see your form, whatever, but posting videos every 5 seconds, recording on and off, it's like, bro, work out, do what you gotta do, and then fucking go home.
Yeah,
like, this is not a fashion show.
But you know what that does, though?
What?
That just gives them validation.
Well, yeah, I guess,
because we all lights, seek like for validation. Yeah, that's exactly what fucking Instagram is.
It's true.
We post our straps and we post this and we post that, and then we post on our stories and we fucking slide up and say, who looked at our stories? Oh, certain pictures attract more viewers than others, or certain posts will make other people's like things, you know, like, we all seek validation. Yeah, and that's that also goes hand in hand with, like, you going to the gym and taking selfies all the time. Like, great, you want to track your progress, track it over time. You track it every fucking day.
Or do it like on your own time. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Like when I showed you, remember, I was like, freaking, I did a, when I first started with my trainer, and then like now, and I was like, just to also see results. Like, I'm not going to show that. I'm not going to post that shit. Because also, I'm not like, you know, in my underwear. Fully clothed.
Yeah,
I'm not getting my underwear.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still was like, let me take a before and after just to see the progress. Like, it's not for social media or to get like, but I get what you mean though. We always seek validation no matter what.
Yeah.
But I feel like it took me a long time to learn this, but I feel like recently, like kind of what we're just talking about, like that within me, I feel more, a little bit more confident. I feel more comfortable
in
my skin than I ever did before. Like even my whole 20s, I never felt that way. Like it's, and also I feel like the relationships, friendships, et cetera, that I had didn't make me feel great either because of those reasons. You know what I mean? But I feel like I've been more comfortable now than I ever have been in my whole life.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's because I'm working out, but I'm not pushing it to the limit where I was being very obsessive about it. Like, I need to work out. I missed a day.
Like, not so extreme.
And now I'm like, you know what? Like, if I miss a day, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm never going to work out again.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Look, I took a whole week and a half off.
Well, I did.
Today was my first day back in the gym after a week and a half.
Yeah.
I needed a break.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Yeah.
You know what? In that whole week and a half, I can't tell you the guilt that I felt. Because I'm still trying to learn to have a better relationship with myself, right?
I just recently, literally this, not to cut you off, but like literally.
How dare you?
Ugh, fuck me, right?
Fuck you, right?
Literally. Literally, it took me within like the month to start feeling this way.
Yeah.
So this, I used to, like same thing, when I had COVID and I wasn't working out. And that was in June. That was June of this year. Felt so guilty.
Yeah.
I went on a run. I mean, I did feel pretty good though. Whatever. But I went on a whole damn run while having COVID. Like, bitch, where are you going? What are you doing? What the fuck? But I feel like it took me literally recently that I felt like, you know what?
Fuck
this. I think literally me being sick last week was the first time I ever not felt guilty about working out.
Good.
So it was very recent that I've been feeling this way.
We all realize things at different times.
Yeah. But I'm saying like it felt so nice to not feel that way because I was just like, you know what? My body's fighting for some reason, this sickness. I was like, you know what? If I fucking gain weight, lose weight, like I'll bounce back, you know? And that's why, and that's okay.
It's literally what I've been trying to tell myself for fucking years.
You'll realize it one day. It's going to just come.
It did. And you know what? Realizing how much I obsessed over not being at the fucking gym in a week and a half. I was like, what am I doing? I'm making myself sick.
Yeah, literally.
What you gains can't stop thinking about it. Like, what gains am I going to lose in a week and a half? My body needed a rest.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to the gym and I always say like my workouts are fucking sadistic. Like I enjoy torturing myself for some fucked reason.
No, it's like, no, it's, what is it? Maticus? What the fuck is that?
Oh, I know what word you're talking about.
But isn't
about.
That the correct,
hold on. I'm gonna have to Google, y'all.
All right, Google in real time.
Maticus?
Maticus. Yeah, isn't that, because I saw that the other day and it was relating to working out and I was like, yo, that's like, it reminds me, honestly, because you're like that. I'm like that too when I work out. And then Sandra's like that too. So I'm like, yo, is it?
I don't. I'm having a hard time.
What the fuck is it called? You know what I'm saying though, right? Is it Maticus? Are we like just shot and just don't think that's a word?
I. You know what? We're gonna have to reconvene.
Okay, we gotta reconvene.
Because I can't. I'm but gonna you know high and I don't want to spend too much time.
It's like
Google.
5 hours later.
We're still talking about this.
And then we're talking about something else.
And we're like, wait, so what were you talking about?
Yeah. But no, I'm the same way. I get so into it that I'm like, like literally about to beat a bitch, And then, like, for some reason, this is so random. Like, wall sits, all about it. I could do that. I want to do that for, like, 2 minutes.
I hate those things.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, things that people hate, I'm like, yeah.
I mean, I'll fuck up a plank all day.
Yo, same. I love the planks. But, like, I don't know. Shit that people don't like, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But I don't know. It's like, the pain and the pleasure at the same time. It's like, oh, like, this is painful. But the pleasure part is, like, I'm getting stronger. I'm going to be toned as fuck. I'm going to look like a bomb-ass bitch. You know, like...
You know, I realized too, it's not more or less to have a certain image.
Yeah.
It's everyone fights in the gym for different reasons, right?
Facts.
Some have body image issues. Some are super self-conscious.
That should be a quote. Super... Everyone fights in the gym for different reasons.
Yeah. Woo! Fucking TM that shit. Nobody steal my
TM,
shit.
TM. This is on record, so no one can steal it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, sorry.
Steal my shit.
Totally cut you off.
like, you know, my reasons are completely different. It's not just a form of therapy, but when you have certain trauma in your life and your strength or your ability to be strong is compromised, you almost never want to reach that weakness again.
Yeah. Wow.
And
sheesh.
Again, on some deep shit.
I know, but I love it. That's so, like, I mean, I get it though. You know what I mean? Like, I,
yeah. So
I understand.
My reasoning behind wanting to be strong is to never be in a position like that again.
Then you can't, yeah. You
so
can't,
when I think I'm deadlifting and I got 285 in the bar and I'm like, I can't fucking do it, something in my brain just clicks and says, don't fucking drop the bar.
Yeah, like, you got this.
Like, keep pushing. And as much as it of a fight it is, like, every single rep that I do, okay, I'm going to go for 12. My 10th rep, I'm like, I'm fucking struggling. Nope, don't be a bitch. Keep going. Yeah. And it's not about looking a certain way.
No.
I'm past that part of my life where I've accepted my body for what it is. Has it changed and fluctuated? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, especially us being women. It's always going.
And in our 30s, may I add, you know,
yeah,
it gets harder as you get older.
Metabolism slows down. Great God.
Except you. You're like a fucking food
that
processor.
That is not true.
Bitch.
Anyways, Anna.
You're fucking good. My metabolism is slower.
Also, if you were part of the Malik family, maybe you shit 10 times a day. You would... I better get that blanket for my birthday.
I'm good. So for all you guys that don't know, Noor sends me daily shit pics, sometimes multiple shit pics a day.
Shit pics meaning me on the toilet, not of pictures of my shit, please. Yeah, let's clarify.
Let's just clear the air here.
I told you to make a blankie.
So she was like, can you imagine going on a picnic? And I pull out a blanket and it's just
a collage
of me taking a shit. And I literally said, for Christmas, I'm making you a fucking blanket. With nothing but shit selfies, because I can look at my phone and I guarantee you,
I need to give that to you. Actually,
one.
Your birthday's coming up.
Bitch. I'm about to be 32.
I'm about to give it to you. I'm gonna get 32 pictures of myself on the toilet.
All right, we're literally pulling up all of her shit pics.
Oh, I don't.
Oh,
wow.
This is a new phone.
I was like, what, you delete our combo?
Oh, no, you're gonna have to just send me some more shit pics.
now you can't make it, so I'm gonna make it for you, because never delete our conversation.
Oh man.
How dare you? Anyways, so back to the back note.
Fitness. Only thing I'm gonna say about fitness is it's your own fucking journey.
Okay.
And don't ever look at fucking anybody's social media, because you're never gonna fucking be them.
No, but also, like, they are probably going through their own shit thinking that they're looking at other people too. Like, damn.
And those people are probably mad insecure.
Yeah, everyone. I don't know any person that's not insecure.
Like,
besides Rihanna.
But I mean, Rihanna's fire.
I feel like everyone has, I don't know. And it's funny, because I feel like if I saw myself the way people saw me, maybe it would be different. But then I'm like, why don't I see myself that way? And
exactly.
It's like,
why don't you see yourself that
no,
way?
No, but I'm saying, well, I do a little bit now. It depends.
Good.
But
keep working on that shit.
Girl! But it's like also like talking to yourself, like even if it's in the mirror or whatever, just being like, you know, like, you're bomb as fuck. Like, instead of, you know what it is? Like, every time I think something negative, I'm trying to be like, all right, let's think something positive.
Yeah.
As far as like, oh, I don't like this about myself. But it's like, all right, why don't we say one thing you do like about yourself? You know? I feel like it kind of counteracts
itself.
Yeah, like what... And I feel like you just kind of rewire the way you think about yourself. And then it's also like the way I think about others. Like, in my head, I talk hella shit about people.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like growing up, my mom used to do that. So it kind of was like rubbing off on me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, thanks, mom. You're the best. But
what'd you teach me?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? But anyways, but same thing. Like, I want to, like, I don't know what people are going through. You know what I mean? Like, who am I to judge someone based off of what they look like? You know, I don't know. Like,
look, we all started in that same fucking stage. Not all of us are on the same level of fitness. And I personally don't think that we're supposed to be.
No, not at all.
Right?
No one's perfect.
You're in a different phase of your life. You have different goals. Mm-hmm. I'm in a different place in my life. I have different goals.
Yeah,
exactly. You want to be leaned out and you want to do this. I want to fucking gain mad muscle.
Yeah.
And then when I've gotten to the size that I want to be, I'll lean out.
Yeah.
But my reasonings are going to drive me to do different things as yours are going to drive you to do different things.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I know is, like, I was that fat girl in the gym, dude. I was that girl that everyone stared at.
Yeah.
And you're either going to sink or swim. And I said, fuck it. I'm going to fucking swim.
Hell yeah, girl.
I'm not going to sink.
Better float.
And I became a phenomenal athlete. I fucking competed so many times. And my team has won multiple times.
Yeah.
Like,
Okay.
I've done so much. I can look back and say, I don't regret, listen, you know, all the surgeries, I regret those. That was really stupid of me. Yeah. And that's when my fucking ego got to me. Because I reached a different level of fitness that I never thought I would reach.
Mm-hmm.
And bam, just like that. Like, the heavier I went, I was like, fuck it. I want to snatch 135. I'm going to do handstand push-ups and I'm going to fucking kill it.
God.
And that third snatch in was all it took to tear both my shoulders.
Oof. All right. Well, on that note, people, so, just be careful.
Just take it at your own journey. Don't compare yours with anybody else's.
Not at all.
And just keep fucking pushing.
Yeah.
The fact that you even show up, if you do 5 minutes on a treadmill, I mean, that's, you still showed up, bro.
As long as you, a minute. No, it's good. No, do one.
30 fucking seconds.
Run to the gym, to the wall and back, and you did it.
Look at the treadmill and leave.
Take a picture. You went there. It was done. Okay. But what I wanted to talk about, it's a very serious conversation right now,
okay,
is the first memory of when you got your first cell phone.
Oh, it's, man.
Very serious memory.
I was...
Also, you have to say what kind of phone it was.
Absolutely.
The whole details, please.
I can give you a rundown of every phone my ass has ever owned.
Damn, really?
Yeah. Sorry for the coughing in advance.
I don't know, like, the models and the make.
Oh, I can tell you all of it.
Because the ones I got were not popular. The first one I got was, but okay, go on. Sorry.
All right, so I think I was 16.
Okay.
No, I think I was younger. I was definitely younger.
I was in seventh grade.
So I think 13? I was like a yeah.
It definitely wasn't in middle school because we all got the phones at the same time.
Right. Sure. Definitely like sixth or seventh grade. And my first phone ever.
What?
It was a Nokia. You know those little blocks?
Oh my god.
You have to press 9
has a Nokia
four times to get the fucking last letter.
I still didn't. Oh my god, that was such a pain in the ass. I actually did have a Nokia. And like the side, well, this was like second or no, this is my third phone. The side had lights on it, so when someone would text me, it would light up.
That was that cool
fresh
shit,
bro. The first one I had was a Motorola, and it was a flip phone.
Okay,
and I had to be
the Razor.
No, it wasn't okay. Razor. It was like, no, that was before like Razor was a thing. Razor was like a thing in like 2006, 2005.
That's true. That's
no, 2006, 2000. Yeah, because like when I got a phone, it was 2004 because we were in seventh grade. I know. I remember like with sword, and I got like a pink glitter cover case because I was trying to be different because it came with like a dark blue one.
Yeah.
It was all blue and it had like silver in it. Okay. And like a little M with a light. Yeah. And I remember when fucking texting was so expensive. Texting was not even a thing. It was like you called everybody.
Yeah, because texting you had to pay per message.
She was
and then after 9 it was free though. Yeah.
Dude, after 9 you'll call me after 9 days? Bro. I literally wrote that down after 9. I'm not even joking.
So I progressed from a Nokia block like a brick to
those phones would probably go through like hell though and still last. Like you have an iPhone?
I still have it at home.
You do?
I have almost all the phones. Even my first OG iPhone that I've ever owned, which was literally the iPhone 2.
Ew, 2? We're at like 16, what is it, 14 now?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm on the 14 Pro Max now.
I'm at 12
so,
mini.
And then I went from a Nokia blip. I don't even know. I'm going to have to pull up the names.
Yeah, what are these names?
I don't know.
Making them up?
I mean, maybe. I have to spend more time on the Joojil.
On the Jooj.
So I went from a Nokia. I'm sorry. I went from a Nokia brick. We're just going to call it the brick.
We're just Brick City.
And
BC.
Oh my God. It's so funny. Google literally listens to everything that you say because I just got a fucking ad about phones. That's weird. Old. Google, stop listening, you slut.
It's not even Google. It's iPhone. Stop listening. They have microphones and shit, like cameras. They're always
not to train. I mean,
that doesn't
anything.
Matter. You think that matters? That's why I cover my webcam and my fucking desktop. You saw the what's his name? Alden. He basically exposed the government talking about how spied through your cameras and like all this shit. And like, what was his name from 10 Things I Hate About You? Levitt Gordon. He played
James Levitt Gordon.
Yeah, he played the main character of that guy.
Oh yeah.
And then he escaped to I think like Europe or some shit because the government was trying to get him and like did you expose the whole thing?
Oh, I want to watch that. I don't know if I've ever watched.
You never seen it?
No, dude.
But they literally it was showing like people looking through people's cameras of their phones, their laptops, tablets, etc.
Get the fuck out.
And it was people like, well, watch this. Snow Odin. I think that's,
I'll have to Google him. I'll have to like Snowden. Figure it out.
Snowden. It's called Snowden.
Is it? Are we going to Joojil?
I'm going to Joojil real quick. Hold on.
So while you Joojil it, Snowden. I'm going to run down my next phone.
Oh yeah, what's the next one?
I'm super proud of it.
Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden.
American consultant.
I've never watched
it. He was an American former computer intelligence consultant who leaked highly classified information from the National Security. And this was back in 2013. So what a year.
Get the fuck out.
About your workout journey.
I mean, it was a very eventful year, that's for sure.
Shit, 2013. Anyways. So yeah, definitely must watch.
I'm gonna.
And
have
he
to
has
jump
a book too that he wrote too.
No fucking way.
I'm sure he like wrote the details. I mean, a book is way different than a movie.
Of course.
But anyways, back to cell phones.
Yeah. So my Nokia brick phone that I had, I went over to a Nextel.
Ooh.
It was the one that was slick, black and blue, okay. Dark blue, and you would click the side, it would like click, and then it would just shoot open like a pocket knife.
Oh.
Girl.
Oh my god. I thought it was gray and
it was like blue and gray and black. It was like a combination.
I think
of
I know
colors.
Which one you're talking about. Did they have like bumpers or something?
No. Not bumpers. That was the more aggressive one.
Oh, okay.
That I was know, like I remember construction one. I had that
you
one
throw
too.
Throw that shit like
look,
nothing happens.
I fucking had that one too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I feel like I only had a couple of phones in my life that I like. No, and then I had this weird like
the slide.
No. The one, it was kind of not side. I never had a
sidekick.
Oh. I always wanted a sidekick.
I had like five because I kept
Did
breaking
you?
Them. Hell yeah. Top five fave.
I had like a bootlegged one from Virgin Mobile. That's when I first started getting Virgin Mobile. Yeah. I was like, you know what? Also, I had a cell phone that my dad didn't know about. It was like my one for the plug and the hose. And it literally folded out. Just
one for the plug?
It said one for the plug, one for the hose. I mean, I didn't have any of that during that time. I was in a committed relationship with this fuck, some random dude, but it opened like this and it was like a typing type thing. It was a little computer type shit.
Okay.
And no one had it because it was Virgin Mobile. Like who fucking has Virgin Mobile? You know what I mean? And then my dad found it one day. Oh my God. When I was sleeping. And at the time, my ex boyfriend, it was like that high school love. He fucking wrote to me. My dad saw the whole conversation, got hella pissed. I was like, fuck. Yeah, it was not
damn,
the time.
Dude.
But wait. I had like some bootlegged phones that no one had. I was like, damn. I wasn't part of the trend with the sidekick. I always wanted a sidekick.
Yeah, I mean, once I left the Nextel gang, I went over to T-Mobile and I went over to the sidekick. And then from the sidekick, I went to the Blackberries.
I never had a Blackberry either. Girl, everyone had one.
BBM me, bitch. And then when the iPhone came out, I was like, fuck. And that's when the iPhones weren't even that expensive.
No.
Nothing. And I was
social
like,
media wasn't
it.
Really a thing.
No.
That's when Instagram was like, I remember when Instagram had the shitty ass filters.
Oh my God.
And just girl, like, remember the blue.
That was 2011, 2010 when Instagram, I think, came out.
No, it was earlier than that. Google real time.
I'm
Joojil.
I'm
no, but
I'm
you remember,
Joojil.
Do you remember the first Instagram? It was the blue banner at top. It had the white lettering, right? And it was all white. And it was just when.
I was right.
What?
2010, bitch.
Damn.
October of 2010, the year I got arrested.
Oh my God. I think I got my first iPhone like 2009. Like
Get
it was right
out.
Before Instagram was like, because it first started being a thing. It wasn't even a thing. People started getting it. No one really, everyone's posting weird shit. It was like,
I know.
All right, whatever.
And the weird filters,
oh
dude.
My God,
it was
so
like,
weird.
I still have some of those original pictures
same.
From 2011.
On my fucking like, hard drive for no reason.
And I'm not even on my hard drive, on my Instagram from 2011.
You do?
Yes.
It had like the weird borders.
Yes.
Remember the weird, like,
it's
why
so
do I need
crusty.
Borders on a picture?
It's so tacky.
God. And like to think now it's fucking 2020, about to be 23.
Oh my God. I don't even want to talk about
Stop.
It.
Get out of my
but
face.
Honestly, look how much we've progressed. Like we went from really shitty, tacky, crusty filters.
But now everyone's like
to like literally Photoshop. Everyone photoshopping themselves.
I'm like, wait, that's a thing.
There's no happy medium.
I don't even know how to do makeup. How am I gonna Photoshop? Like
it's facts. I don't
I
have
don't
time.
Know how to do anything.
I just don't even have the time. Don't
I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna
Yeah, man, phones, the phone situation was quite a unique one.
But you know what's fucking even crazier? The fucking ringtones. Like, why did we, first of all.
The callback tones on Verizon, you mean?
Bro, I remember I had like the, what is it, the monotone, whatever. It would be like, dee, 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 dee. Like I had Dirt Off Your Shoulders. Yeah. I had Twista Celebrity.
Oh, of course you did.
Shut up. And I spent so much money. My dad was so mad. I spent like $50 on ringtones.
Yeah, because they were like $1.50 each.
Or some shit. I was like, yo, and my dad was like, what do you think this is? Like, do you think we're, I'm like, Dad, oops.
So my mom kicked my ass off the phone plan when I was 18.
Oh shit. She was like, fuck you, bitch. She, you're 18, you're on your own.
She was like, figure it out. And that was like the first adult thing that I've ever done other than buying my own car.
Damn.
So I went from that to a fucking sidekick, from a sidekick to a cheers.
Not gonna hear that, but we're... And it's like a commercial
for mamitas.
I was gonna say mamacita again. For mamacita at the end.
I know, like that all kind of reminds me of like those MySpace days.
Oh my god,
you know, where like
Tom was my number one friend.
Tom was our only friend.
What is Tom doing now? Where's
he
knows at?
What the fuck, he's involved in politics, I think, like everyone else is. But
know, maybe he's a sketchy guy. I don't know about Tom. I don't know his deal. But dude, my remember top eight, it was like so much pressure to fucking pick somebody. You're like, fuck, like if I leave, like I had people being like really like taking that shit so personally.
The fights it caused, bro. The
what
fights.
The hell is your problem? It's just the top eight.
And have you ever had meat gente?
No.
I did. Why? Because I was so. Oh my god, dude. I don't fucking know, honestly. Like, honestly, I was just so fucking lost. And I was trying to figure out my sexuality. Yeah. And I was like, maybe I can find like a gay Spanish mommy on here or something. Okay. Like,
and so did you already know at that point that you were like, this is what I'm looking for?
I mean, I love Spanish women. That's well, not that's not a lie. yeah. Oof. Anyways.
Good
old hoeing days. It was like the low-key hoeing days, like MySpace
Miente
days. I feel like
I was such a late bloomer, so I didn't hoe till I was like 19.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all hoe progressively.
I was on like a fucking Islamic jail or some shit. Literally, I couldn't go anywhere. My dad was like, no. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just sleep the fucking days away. Fuck. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, ugh. So as soon as I moved out, I was like, freedom, Las
Vegas. I know.
Who's that?
I don't know. I'm scared. Hello?
Deep voice.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, who's calling? What? Good. Can I ask what this call is for?
It calls for a program in which you can own these solar panels under the same electric bill that you're paying, and you can save up to 50%. So I just want to confirm, is this, are you still homeowner at 77 Bybins Avenue?
Actually, I live in a trailer now. I live in a... Hey, just do...
No, on my records, like...
yeah, I just want to know... I just want to know how my house got on your caller list.
Okay, ma'am. We're calling those who are paying more than $100 on their electric bill. And we're here to just tell them. And by going solar, you can... on the solar panels, you can increase your coin market value. Yeah, you can enjoy the free for the rest of your life.
Wow, that sounds really appealing.
That's why, ma'am, we're gonna help you, and it's like as you mentioned, we're gonna provide you.
It's fucking guy. But at this time, I just have to say, before you continue with reading off of your paper, I'm just not interested.
Something.
No, I know, but can you just hear me? Because I'm not, I'd rather you guys not call me again because you called me twice already. So just take me off your calling list. That would be great.
Okay, ma'am, really, we can do it for you, but I just wanted to tell you, like, please, your 5 minutes is only 5 minutes.
No, I'm just not interested in your solar panels. Thank you so much.
Okay, ma'am. I really understand, but please, can you tell me what seems to hold you back? Like, is it low?
I don't think you're getting the point, though. I don't really I'm not interested means I'm not interested.
Okay, I wish you a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Like, yo, what? This? I was trying to say I live in a box, but I couldn't get it out.
What? I live in a trailer!
I wanted to say
we wouldn't even let you talk, though.
Like, call me back about fucking solar panels. Or give my box on the street solar panels, because that's all I can afford. My electricity is currently costing me $2.99 a month because I burned a fucking candle.
You're like, I live in a trailer. And then you start laughing. He's like, but ma'am, like, it's going to be so amazing. Like,
for the rest of your life.
When he said that, I was like, you're reading off the paper.
And I was like, you're just saving yourself. No. I love spam calls. Speaking of cell phones.
Oh my God.
Literally couldn't be two like interluding. Calls from the cell phone. Two calls from my 14 Pro Max, guys. I just can't make it.
I'm so happy this is recorded, because even if this doesn't make it in the podcast, I can listen to this and just pee my pants. Oh my God. Oh my
never
God.
Never a dull back moment to back. With
so,
me.
So, talking about cell phones.
Well,
we couldn't do speakerphone back in the day. We couldn't. God.
You
nailed it.
No speakerphone. Good thing with the God. iPhones is that, you know, you can just press the speaker button.
And listen to bullshit like that.
You don't have to put it in a cup to hear it magnify.
Oh my God. How are we still recording?
I don't know, but right. I'm pretty high,
conclude,
man.
We need to conclude this.
All right, so that is going to wrap up our conversation about cell phones, guys. Long story short, go back to a fucking flip phone.
Go back to 2004, bro!
Save yourself the money and get yourself some solar panels.
The number is 800. No, I'm kidding.
No, actually, if you guys ever are feeling a little adventurous, I'm going to assume his name is...
Rashad.
I was going to say Rahul, but Rashad is great. The phone number is 203-200-7051 or 203-200-7176. Just ask for Rashad. He'll talk to you about solar panels.
Say, you know, solar panels.
For reference, the rest of your life.
Reference is...
Solar panels.
Edward Cullen. Goodbye.
Until next time.
Until soon. I don't even know what I said.
Bye.
Bye.
Testing.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
Stop moving around so much.
I know. I'm getting comfortable.
I mean.
I'm the host. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Huh?
That's what Schmir said.
That's what Schmir said. Don't you love that?
I love it, Daddy.
Okay. So you're going to chill right there then?
I'm going to see how the vocals sound from sitting here.
Okay. I'm just hanging out. I'm just going to be like this.
Alright.
It's going to be mad awkward because this thing's between us.
We always have things between us, Nora.
Wow, what a mad of I don't even notice because I've known you for so long, so I don't know.
I don't know. I have a little bit of a lisp. So whenever I say, like, my S's...
Oh, yeah, you kind of do.
They're not, like, super pronounced because...
Well, who's to say how... That's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Who's to say?
Just say anything, Anastasia. You do what the fuck you want, okay? If you exactly. have a list, you got a list.
Exactly, Daddy.
Well, what's your volume? Is it the
it's
highest?
Max. Yeah.
Okay. So it's at max right now. We're just making a note. Put it down a little bit, like, towards, like, where's... Like, see what mine's at? It's not in the middle, but it's a little bit...
Like, right about there?
It's, like, 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay.
Just so, like, we could see now. It's at 2 o'clock.
It's at 2 o'clock.
See how you sounding.
See how you sound. I'm going to keep it here.
Yeah. At least you have, like, a little handle and shit.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of convenient.
It's kind of, like, awkward, though.
I mean, I know. I know. I know.
1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Fuck me up.
And then afterwards.
Joel look at me like that.
Like, and then afterwards.
You go get some soup at Metro.
What? Oh.
Soup? You want soup? What the hell? Do you want me to make you something?
No, I'm good right now.
I might make
you some popcorn later.
I got that Newman's Own butter.
Do you have any more Sour Patch Kids though?
Why would, did you see the snacks I have in my fucking
stupid snacks?
It's like I'm gonna have all these healthy shit and just Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids.
So keep it in one place, Anna. You can't move it. Well, meaning like whenever we do record, you have to keep moving it, it's just I'm gonna
never publish it.
I'm that anal. You gotta keep it one place. Sometimes people forget, and then it's like they're talking over here.
Why don't
like,
you get mic stands, bro? I do have a stand, but I don't know like how. Do you want a stand?
Yeah, because I'm high right now. You can't ask me. Like, I can't talk with my hands.
Okay.